Well, the Republican race is essentially a statistical tie. Four candidates, Senator McCain, former Governor Romney, former Governor Huckabee, and Mayor Giuliani, are within 3 points of each other. That's well within the margin of error. So that essentially the Republican race right now is essentially a statistical tie.
The poll shows McCain with 22% support in Florida, Giuliani at 20%, and Romney and Huckabee at 19% each. It's dramatically different than what Quinnipiac polls showed throughout 2007. That's when Rudy Giuliani dominated it. Not now. The former New York City mayor has dropped 8 points in just the last month.
Mayor Giuliani's strategy was that he could essentially bypass the early states and get into the contest in Florida. And what we're seeing is that that strategy is having some side effects that are not positive for his candidacy. Now, he may well come back, and if he wins Florida, then his strategy will turn out to be accurate. But he's certainly taken some hits because of his poor showings in the early states.
John McCain is the candidate of the moment in GOP ranks. His victory in New Hampshire has catapulted him to the top of several new national polls, and he should be competitive in the primary states of Michigan and South Carolina in the next week. But in the Quinnipiac poll in Florida, McCain's tentative lead is the softest of the four top Republicans. Only 42% of his supporters say they are unlikely to change their minds, a smaller number than any of his three main rivals. Again, Quinnipiac pollster Peter Brown.
That is a reflection of the fact that Senator McCain won the New Hampshire primary, so this rush of support that he's getting is still tentative. Now, obviously, what happens in the Michigan primary, which is tomorrow night, and South Carolina, which is a week from tomorrow night, will have great impact in terms of how these candidates do in Florida.
The poll shows little movement on the Democratic side. Hillary Clinton has a 52-31 point lead over Barack Obama in Florida. John Edwards is a distant third with only 9 percentage points. The race will be nothing more than a beauty contest, though, because the Democratic National Committee has already said they will not count the votes in Florida, a penalty for the state moving up its primary election to later this month. Pollster Peter Brown says this is not much of a difference than what his polls have said over the last year.
No, in fact, what's happened is that her lead has remained relatively the same. Senator Edwards has seen his support drop dramatically, and frankly, what's happened is that Senator Obama and Senator Clinton have basically split the Edwards voters who have decided to go elsewhere.